Oh my god, you're finally awake. Chat, is this real? No, no, don't worry. There's no need to crash out. I promise you're not Delulu. I just acted a little sus to get you here, and I know that's not very goated to act so beta, but there wasn't any other way. I had to carry you somehow. You have got to be kidding me. In my house? Bruh, where else would you be? Come on, you know me. My name is John Pork. Okay, fine, fine. My real name is Baby Gronk. Okay, okay, that's cap too. But you don't need to really know my real name. For someone as alpha as you, knowing my name would be like an instant dog to your aura points. No cap, on God. Mm-hmm, for real, for real. True! I'd better explain myself before I look any more sus. You see, I was just your average everyday iPad kid. Being given unrestricted internet access at such an impressionable age, I lost complete faith in this L-skibbity world. My life has been in a flop era. So I did what any person my age would do and coped with my trauma maxing by absorbing as much brain rot as humanly possible. It was low-key giving comedy vibes to my broken sense of humor. But anyways, I probably would have done this forever had it not been for that one edit you made of yourself that totally ate. As soon as that baddie rizzed up my page, I knew I had to make you mine. I mean, everyone else always gave me the ick. But you just... you hit different. You gave my life a total glow up. What are you yapping about? You have W, Riz. The casual aura farming from your Sigma energy just made me want to glaze you forever. So I low-key cyberstalked your page and, with a little help from my fellow gamers, managed to find your address. Then I touched grass for the first time in ages just so I could bring you home. So, despite how cringe it is going outside, I achieved a full number one victory royale. Ain't that straight bussin'? Don't look so confused, Unk. It's giving normie energy. And if I know anything about you, it's that you're a W Riz Sigma. No cap. Yes, I love you. That's what I've been spitting this whole time. How do you not get it, twin? Don't look at me like that. Sure, you may be in a bit of a goofy-ass scenario, but this is like the most normal confession in Ohio. Just put the fries in the bag and accept it. You aren't cooked. You're cooking. You're totally the main character, and I'm not letting a Sigma like you simp for anyone else. What? Don't you get it? I'm mewing you. Is this not Riz? Well, I guess we all can't be look maxers. Besides, to a mogger like you, I'm sure everyone else has total NPC energy. Stop touching grass and just listen to me. You're a Sigma, an aura farmer, a total green flag, and overall, just the goat. What do you not understand about this? Fine. If my explanation is too mid for you, maybe I should try something a bit more, out of pocket. You are the only person I goon to. I've kept up my edging streak for 6-7 days staring at your page. If that doesn't prove what an utter Rizzler you are, I don't know what will. Come on, you know what that means. Start digging in your butt, twin. I know someone as Sigma as you can't be this L knowledge. You're just rage baiting me to see if I start tweaking. And you know what? Good job. W attempt at making me washed. But I understand the assignment now. If I want to achieve a number one victory royale, I gotta earn your Pookie status. So I'm gonna lock in and prove to you that I'm a W girlfriend and not an L bozo. So, for our first date, I was thinking we maybe nom-nom on some glizzies while vague posting about our most recent yap sesh? Oh, and you high-key get the phantom tax. How does that sound, blood? Blood, you good? I'm trying to riz you up so hard right now! But no matter what I do, you just stare at me like I failed the vibe check and I'm speaking complete skibbity. I love you, twin. I love you unlike anyone I've ever glazed before. And I went through so much effort to get you here. Ugh, if you don't start returning my feelings, I'm gonna straight unalive myself. No cap on God. Chicken jockey. Sorry. I didn't mean to get so real there. Everything I've seen online has been nothing but a red flag ever since I was born. There are wars everywhere. The planet is dying. We have no privacy. And a handful of rich scam artists own everything. On top of that, we're facing a loneliness epidemic in an age of connectivity unlike we've ever seen. With all that's happening, how am I supposed to take anything seriously? Irony, sarcasm, and brain rot are like the only ways I can engage with reality without completely losing my mind. Or at least it was. But then I saw you. I know it's parasocial and unhealthy, and extremely cringe of me to think this, but I've never had a genuine connection with anyone. It's impossible to tell if I'm talking to a person or a bot half the time, and the other half is just people trying to be as inflammatory as possible in order to drive engagement from the algorithm. Even IRL people only speak in memes. Nobody can form genuine connections because we're all trying to cope with the same broken world in the same broken way. So, I hope that kidnapping you and bringing you here would, I don't know, fix me? Help me stop being so terminally online? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for bringing you here. If you want to go, the door's right there. Oh my god. Oh, that was pro cat blood. Oh. I can't believe I almost let you think I was some goofy ad normie. I mean, imagine the beta energy, right? Cringe. Anyways, now that I've successfully ratioed the W Rizzler themselves, I'm totally a green flag for dating, right? I mogged you long enough to be worth it, right? I can be your Pookie now, right? Oh God, no cap, for real, for real? Number one victory royale. What are you yapping about? That look you gave me was of a mewing god. You don't need to use words for me to understand how you feel. We're just that in sync, twin. Now, we can finally go on our glizzy date. Oh, don't worry, bruh. You'll be safe here. You won't have to touch grass anymore. You'll spend the rest of your days bed rotting here with me. And you'll still be looks maxing while you do it. No cap on God. For real, for real. I swear on my skibbity Ohio life.